Not That Sort of Girl by Mary Wesley. Read by Anna Massey. Chapter 1. Nicholas Thornby peered needle-eyed into the delicatessen. The narrow shop was full of customers competing for the attention of servers behind the counter. He squinted in, his view partially obscured by his reflection in the glass door. Recognizing several people he had no wish to talk to, he decided Emily's shopping list of smoked cod's roe, soused herrings, Tiptree cherry jam, and truffle chocolates could wait until later. Before moving on, he smoothed a hand over his stomach, congratulating himself on its flatness, comparing his reflection favorably with his contemporaries inside the shop. There was no need, he thought disgustedly, to droop round-shouldered, bulge like pregnant women, lose sight of your feet. Pleased with his ghostly reflection, Nicholas moved on before he could be seen, hailed, buttonholed, bored. He could guess what was being said inside the shop. But as he entered the wine shop, he found Ian Johnson behind him.
"Morning, Nicholas," Ian said, following him in. "I've only just heard of Ned Peel's death. Harold Rees told me. Poor, poor Rose. How ghastly for her." "I dare say he's left her pretty well off," said Nicholas cheerfully. "What price the Beaujolais?" He addressed the lady behind the counter. "I might take some round to the old girl to cheer her up. I'll take six."
"It's hardly a celebration," said Ian.
Nicholas laughed, showing no proper feeling. "Who told you? I thought you were away," he said. "I wonder what else we need." He looked around the shop.
"I was. Harold Reed."